There is a new novel that is out for young adults. It's set in 1947, the story of a great divide between Hindus and Muslims in India. The main character is 12 years old, Nisha. She happens to be half Muslim and half Hindu. It's called The Night Diary. Author Veera Hiranandani joins us now. Veera, thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
This is a period of history I didn't know much about. It's set during partition. What is partition?
Well, partition happened during the time that India gained independence from the British, literally at the exact same time. So between August 14th and August 15th in 1947, India became independent and at the same time split into two countries, what we know as Pakistan and India. And a lot of people don't realize how recent that is. It's only 7 years old, that piece of history. But during that time, which is where my novel is set and what the main character goes through, there was a lot of sort of growing concern and conflict between mostly Hindus and Muslims during that time of who would have more control in the government. And this was one solution to that problem, to create a separate country where Muslims would have more control in the government in Pakistan and Hindus would in India. Unfortunately, it was a very rushed process. There were a lot of political issues leading up to it, and it happened very quickly, and a lot of people found themselves on the wrong side, in a sense. So my father's family also had to make that journey that Nisha does in the book. And my father grew up in what is now Mirpurkhas, Pakistan. And they didn't know that they were going to have to leave, but shortly after partition, there was a lot of growing unrest, and I think this was common to many families, where they suddenly realized that it wasn't safe, and they had to basically pack a bag and get on a train and leave their home forever. This was a common story for many families during that time.
You wrote the book as a diary that Nisha was her daily diary. And how did you make that decision to write the novel in this way?
Sure. Well, as a writer, I like to put some kind of boundary on my writing in that sense. So it sort of forces me to make certain choices to make the story work. So sometimes it's just a specific point of view. Sometimes it's a bigger boundary than that. And I was really interested in what it would feel like. You know, I had this character in mind, this girl who was very shy and had trouble speaking to people outside of her home. So I wondered, you know, she would be able to express a side of herself in a diary that she couldn't express to anybody else. And I toyed with the idea of having a diary, but then also having another point of view, another narrative voice, where maybe it was a third-person narration alongside with the diary. But eventually I decided to really stick with the diary format and create that intimacy that I hope the reader would feel, that they were really very close up to Nisha and experiencing her in a way and in a consistent way throughout the book that was very personal and very intimate.
And the diary does create a picture of Nisha that she's a very profound thinker, but again fearful of letting her words out. And but she's a very internal person, and she also this book becomes a cook. How is that important in the story?
Well, she is given the diary by the family cook, Kazi, and she has a close relationship with him. He's sort of a second father figure for her because her father is a doctor and he's often very busy and not home, and so he really serves as that role in some ways, and also just really a friend, and she feels comfortable speaking to him probably more than anybody aside from her brother. And so he gives her this diary in the beginning, and that's kind of how we we open the novel, that she's just sort of starting this place. But also, food plays an important role in the novel because it's another way that she can express herself without having to talk. So I was doing, sort of trying to do two of those things at the same time, different ways that she could express herself.
We're talking to Vera Haranandani about her new novel for young adults. It's called The Night Diary. So she's at a pivotal age. She's 12, where you think a lot about, who am I? What am I, you know, what am I going to be doing in the world? So you're thinking about your identity, and she's kind of straddling a couple of different identities. I wonder if you could talk more about that. Why that kind of a inquisition into a young girl was important to you?
Yeah, well, certainly for this book on a number of levels. So I think it's connected partly to my own background because I also have a mixed background, and my father was born in India and is Hindu, and my mother was born in this country and she's Jewish. So navigating multiple identities is something that I've done my whole life. And I find that most of my characters that I write about are usually doing it in one way or another. And the thing is, we're sort of all navigating multiple identities. Some are just louder than others or clearer to see than others. But I wanted her to, so I could connect to her that way. But at the same time, I specifically wanted her to be able to ask the questions that I had growing up about partition, as far as why there were so many communities. When I was doing research and reading testimonies of people who had traveled both directions during partition, what was most common about all of those stories was that communities were living side by side, many different religions together, peacefully. And then suddenly these lines were drawn, and literally overnight, in so many communities, including my father's, there was suddenly such mistrust and fear, and then violence, and then the cycle of violence and revenge. And so many people, I mean, there were people that committed some of this violence on both sides, but then there were also just people kind of caught in the middle. And I really wanted her to be able to examine that in a very direct way, and I thought if she felt connected to both of these sides, in a sense, she would have to wonder where she belonged in a very active way that would allow me as the writer to have her ask these questions. Because I think so many people have these questions when they look at this period of history. How could this happen? Why were peaceful communities so destroyed by these boundaries, by these lines so quickly?
You speak about her in the book, her father, who is a medical doctor and probably a person of privilege in that situation. And he has difficulty talking with his daughter, and the two of them have a difficult relationship. And then there's a brother that, and I think that was a twin brother. Yeah. And he has his own different kind of energy. How does that help the story, or to tell the story of Nisha?
Well, I certainly think that her brother, Emil, they sort of fill in for each other a lot of the time. So there are these, you know, there are a lot of haves in this story. So she can kind of think through things and listen in a way that he can't. She's sort of patient and quiet, and he has a lot of energy, and he's always talking to people and asking questions, and he a lot of times is the voice that she doesn't have. So they kind of give each other that throughout the story, and that's part of their connection and why they need each other so much. And then her father, of course, is, I mean, in some ways it's modeled on my grandfather, who I never knew, who was a doctor at the Mir Prakash City Hospital, like the father figure in the book, and I would hear stories about him from my father. So part of that was really just exploring this kind of character, who he, in my mind, might have been, my grandfather. And of course, then any fictional character that's based on somebody real, I kind of put those ingredients in, and then the character becomes their own thing. And parts of it I can't even explain, you know, why I did what I did. It's kind of just following the energy of a character and hoping that it makes sense and that it works. But I wanted to show that also that they had a very good life, and they had a very solid life. And he was a respected doctor in the community, and they had this beautiful home, and just to show how much they were losing when they had to leave everything behind.
Vera, you've written this book for young adults, but hopefully adults will pick this up as well.
Yes.
Was reading important to you when you were a young person?
Absolutely. So there's, of course, a lot of me in Nisha in the sense that I was a quiet kid. I didn't have a million friends. I was always kind of feeling a little outside of things. But I think when you grow up like that, first of all, a lot of people who tend to have that more introverted personality do turn to books. And books were definitely something that kept me company growing up during those difficult, awkward years around 12. I had to switch schools, and, you know, it was a very vivid but also complicated time for me. So I felt like reading was something that always kind of was my baseline and kept me company through those years.
For that reason, it must be great to hear from young readers after they've read your work.
It really is. And, you know, when I'm writing, I speak to a lot of adults first. And so I have my readers before I give it to my editor, and then I talk with my editor, and then other adults read it and review it. And then I don't hear from sort of the intended audience for a long time. And when the book came out, I started doing my first school visits just in the last few weeks. And I'm finally getting that feedback from the, you know, 10-year-old, 11-year-old, 12-year-old reader, and it's really gratifying. It just feels like this cycle of communication has kind of finally come around, and I'm really happy with the questions I'm getting asked by young readers and their engagement in the book. It's really amazing to see.
I wonder, in the terms of the book, how it speaks to our time. And I mean, it certainly speaks about immigration. It speaks about the conflict between cultures. Is that a part of the underlying part of this story?
Sure. I mean, I think when I actually started writing this book probably about 5 years ago, I didn't really expect it to resonate quite the way I started to feel as the years went by. So there, of course, is the connection to, you know, the global refugee crisis that we're experiencing now. There's also the connection to a lot of the political divide and just other ways that people seem to be dividing themselves. And I only see that increasing. So I feel like I didn't expect to kind of touch on the present in the way that I think the book does. And sadly, you know, that's kind of a sad development in a sense, but I do think there are a lot of things there that do resonate today.
That's Vera Haranandani. The new novel for young adults is called The Night Diary. Vera, thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, it was a pleasure. Thank you.
This Real Good Words interview is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.